But just to end and really start the Masechta with a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Chedushei Rebellio Gutmacher. He has a few Ha'aras, a Masechta's Tainis. And the first Ha'ara is a Dover Nifla. So first of all, who is Rebellio Gutmacher? Rebellio Gutmacher was a Talmud Muvik of Reb Kiva Eger. He learned in Reb Kiva Eger's yeshiva. He was a tremendous Eloi. He learned there for 7 years. And he was known from the Gedolei HaTalmidim of Reb Kiva Eger. Later on in life, Rebellio Gutmacher became a Groisa Mekubel. He also became, I think, Chassidish. And he's someone that straddles very much both the Litvisha world and the Chassidisha world. So Rebellio Gutmacher in the Litvisha world is known as one of the greatest Talmidim of Reb Kiva Eger, one of the great Geonim of the 19th century. And in the Chassidisha world, he was also known as a Shtikler Rebbe, and certainly very, very much a Baal Moifes. I once heard from Rabbi Shua Abba Shlita, he said that in Brisk they say a story that Soif Yomov Shir Rebellio Gutmacher, he used to perform a lot of moifsim. So if you read the bio on Rebellio Gutmacher, it's a lot about the moifsim that he used to perform. See, he was a tremendous Baal Moifes. And he was mamish doing things shalaika derech hatever. So it seems that the Rabbanim got together. They went to Reb Chaim Brisker. And they told Reb Chaim that, you know, ain't it from the greatest Talmidim from Reb Kiva Eger, Rebellio Gutmacher, er macht offen a moifsim. This wasn't the Litvische Mahalach. And they wanted him to be moicha. That's what they told him. So Reb Chaim told him that when I was a little kid, I heard a story that there was once a chasana by one of the Talmidim of Reb Kiva Eger. And Rebellio Gutmacher was there. All the Talmidim were there and they were dancing. And when it came to Ketz and Meraktim, Lifnei Hakala, so Rebellio Gutmacher started dancing and he was mamish dancing in Bederech HaFloga. He was mamish doing things that people don't usually do. And the Bochrim went and they were moicha by Reb Kiva Eger. They said he was the biggest ilu. He was Darisha B'chabura. And they told Reb Kiva Eger that Hayatochen, that it's not covered at Torah. Reb Kiva Eger, you have to stop him. So Reb Kiva Eger said, quote, he said, what should I do? He has such a resichas haTorah that he's poshit, he can't control himself. No, there's nothing I could do. So Reb Chaim said, quote, Eine was schon als junger Mann hat Reb Kiva Eger gesagt auf ihm, Oy reise komme raschebe. Du willst, dass der erste Gnusse, er soll sich kennen, einhalten. He said, what do you want him to do? Reb Kiva Eger said, als junger Mann, Oy reise komme raschebe. He says, now, als der Älteren, you want him to control himself? This is the Mais, was man sagt, dem Riss. That's who Rebellio Gutmacher was. Rebellio Gutmacher was a Talmud Muvik, Reb Kiva Eger, but Mitzat Sheni, he was a Rebbe, and he was a tremendous Baal Moifes. He straddled both worlds. So this Svarim that we have, hard to find, but there's Svarim that we have from Rebellio Gutmacher, Tshuvas, and there's four Chalokim Alashas. So there's a few Ha'aras on Masechtas Tainis. We weren't Zoichet to have all of them. The first Ha'ara, he says, a Dover Nifla. Rashi, right in the beginning of the Masechta, the first Rashi, the Masechta began, Me'im Asai Maskir and Gvuris Gesham. Zok Rashi. Sh'oimer Mashav Aruach U'mayrid HaGeshem. U'be Gemara Mefarish Taimah, Amai Kori Le Gvuris Gesham. So Rashi says, the Gemara is going to explain why it's called Gvuris Gesham. Should have said, Me'im Asai Maskir and Gesham. Why is it called Gvuris Gesham? And the Gemara is going to answer the question. Mipnei She'yardim B'Gvura. It's called Gvuris Gesham because when it rains B'Gvura. Sh'nemar Oise Gedoilois V'Goymer. That's what Rashi says. So Rebellio Gutmacher asked a kasha that most people wouldn't ask. And that is, he said, Rashi's explaining the Mishnah. And Rashi was bothered with something that he anticipated that if you're learning the Mishnah for the first time, may bother you as well. Me'imasai maskirin kvuris kishamim. The Mishnah should have said, Me'imasai maskirin kishamim. My kvuris kishamim. So Rashi answered the kasha. It's called kvuris kishamim, pnei sheyardim mikvura. And then Rashi quoted a pasuk, shenemar, oise gedoilois v'goymer. That you're going to learn the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to say, it says in the pasuk, oise gedoilois, what's v'goymer? Oise gedoilois v'ein cheker neflois ade misbar. And it's from that pasuk that we see that there's an association between Gshamim and Gvura. So Rebellio Gutmacher said, the truth is, that one pasuk that Rashi quoted is not the Makar. It's one of four psukim that the Gemara quoted. We went through it twice when we learned the Gemara. The Gemara brings four different psukim, and it's from a combination of four psukim that we know this idea of Gvura is Gshamim. So he said that why would Rashi just say, Shenemar Oise Gedoilo is V'goymer, if he's not really quoting the whole Makar? Now the truth is, sometimes when you learn Rashi in a Mishnah, so Rashi will be Mefarish, and sometimes Rashi will do what he very, very often does, he'll say, Ubigamara mefarish, that the Gemara is going to explain. So he says, what is it usually Talian? If there's a short explanation, so Rashi sometimes is mefarish. Usually, right, it's just practical. If it's a little bit longer, so Rashi says mefarish bigamara. So he said, Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, based on the klolim of Rashi, this would have been a good example for Rashi. Say, ubigamara mefarish taima, amai karila mat gvuris geshamim. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi explained it. Not only did he explain it, he brought Mamish, the very, very beginning of the Gemara, Metavigoymer, which means four lines of a whole bunch of different psukim. So again, he was bothered with a kasha, it probably wouldn't bother us. And that is that, why did Rashi quote the pasuk? L'chayra, Rashi should have just said, was B'Gemara Mefarish Taima. So he says like this, Omnam laniyas taiti nira lilmoy mizeh. He says, anytime a person starts anything, if a person starts doing something, you embark upon a journey, whatever that is, he says you should start off with a tefillah. The tefillah should be that you should be zoicha, you should have siyata deshmaya in what it is you're doing. And he says that's true in every single area of life. It's certainly true when it comes to learning Torah. Kasha bikesh David Melech Yisrael. David HaMelech said, Gal einai v'abito niflois b'teira yisecha. David HaMelech was mispal to Hashem. He said, Gal einai, open up my eyes. V'abito, and I will see niflois b'teira yisecha. The niflois of your Torah. And said Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, that even though we know when it comes to Torah, it's really about Yegiya and Haravanya, Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah, but at the same time, you need so much Siyata Deshmaya to have the schus to be able to harav in learning. And not everyone's zoicha to be able to learn and be amal in Torah, but yishuv adas. And for that itself, you need the tefillah of David HaMelech. Gal einai v'abita niflois mitayra sech. You know, the Chassam Sofer in a place says that the primary theme of Kapitel Kuf Yotes, right? Kapitel Kuf Yotes, everybody says Kapitel Kuf Yotes. The primary thing of telling Kapitel Kuf Yotes is this idea. It's gal einai v'abita niflois mitayra sech. If you revisit it, you look at the psukim, David HaMelech keeps on asking Hashem. He wants help. He wants siyata deshmaya. He keeps on telling Hashem, I want to do the right thing. I want it so badly, but I understand things are going to get in my way. And gal einai, open up my eyes. V'abita neflois b'teira secha. So he says, before a person starts anything, the right thing to do is to daven for siyata deshmaya, that it should be v'chefetz Hashem matzlich b'yadi, what you're about to do should go b'atzlacha. But frat, when it comes to limud ha-Torah, to have the schus to learn the Torah k'doisha, for that you need tefillah, you need tremendous siyata deshmaya. David HaMelech was mispal galena v'apita neflois m'teira secha. But says Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, that's true for every single element of Torah. But it's even more true when it comes to Divrei Agada, when it comes to Agadata. And he says the reason is because Agadata is really soydas ha-Torah. It's pnimiyas ha-Torah. And when we learn Agadata, so it's interesting and it's geshmak and there's not a lot of tosfos in and rishonim and lamdas. It goes much quicker from a learning perspective. But in terms of pnimius, what's going on in Divrei Agada, it's literally, it's the pnimius of the pnimius, and all the seidas ha-Torah and the are tucked away inside the Divrei Agada. He quotes a chazal, there's a medrash shoicher toiv that says, ki lo yavinu el pu'ulois Hashem. What does it mean? Ki lo yavinu el pu'ulois Hashem b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua of today's daf said, Elu ha-agadois. It's referring to the Divrei Agada. Divrei Agada is lo yavinu el pu'ulois Hashem. Even people that understand lomdis and they understand things. Oh, but when it comes to pu'ulois Hashem, when it comes to Divrei Agada, lo yavinu. Because for that, in order to understand Divrei Agada, you need a tremendous, tremendous insight into the Seudas HaTorah, and that's something that lav kol adam zoicha l'kach. So even the mevinim, Allah Yavinu. This is something that they don't really understand. He says that maybe that's Pshat. The Magen Avram says that there's an Indian to say Kaddish Rabban. What's Kaddish Rabban? It's after a Shir, after a Tzibur learns together, there's an idea to say Kaddish Rabban. But the Magen Avram says in Simen Nun Dalet, and it comes from the Rambam, that the Rambam says that you shouldn't say Kaddish Rabban, Ele Mitoich Divrei Agada. You shouldn't say Mitoich Divrei Agada. That's why, after a Shir, doesn't matter what the Shir was about, that's always, why? Why do you have to do that? The Magen Shir just said a whole shir, and then no, you learned a shveret daf in Yevamis, and you have Amr Reb Chananya ben Akash, and yet came as Ogan Akadish. What, in Yevamis you're learning the sugiyas of Zika, for that you can't say Kaddish, and now you can say a Kaddish to Rabban, and the Teretz says it's a Magen Avraham. It comes from the Rambam that Ein Boimer Kaddish to Rabban and Ela Basar Agad. So he says, what's the pshat? Why? What's the pshat? He says, because when you say Kaddish, it's Yiskadal V'Yiskada Shmei Rabbo. It's Yehei Shmei Rabbo Mevarach La'olam L'yomei Omayu. These are the Nuschois, that's the theme of Kaddish. And he says that in a way, there's more Yehei Shmei Rabbo Mevarach, and there's more Yiskadal V'Yiskadish that comes from Divrei Agada than comes from Divrei Halacha. It's Mamash the Lashonis of Rabbi Leo Gutmacher. And he says that's why when it comes to Divrei Agada, which if someone's able to understand the Soidos for Zenin and Divrei Agada, he'll be able to realize Vas Tutzach Dartin. So it's for that reason there's an idea. There's an idea to Dafka, before you say Yiskadov Yiskadish, say Yadvar Agada, to be makar, all the Gdulas Hashem, and all the Neflois, and the Yehei Shmei Rabba, Faslikten Advar Agada. So said Rebbe Leo Gutmacher, he said, this is my Hergish. And he says, I think it's Emes, but it's my Hergish. And that is the Rashi HaKadosh started his Pirush on Masechtes Tainus. And he says, Masechtes Tainus is Ruba de Ruba Divrei Agada. Asheloi nimtza kol kach b'shum Masechta. He says, no other Masechta in Shas that has so much Divrei Agada. Lochein hemid rabbeinu schusa yamid lanu. V'yar lanu neiroi, dvarim elu. So he wanted to start the Masechta with a tefillah. This is what he says. He wanted to start a Masechta with a tefillah. So he started by quoting a pasuk. Which pasuk did he quote? He quoted the pasuk, Oise gedoylois v'goymer. That was what he quoted. Oise gedoylois v'goymer. And he said what he was telling the Eibishter was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm about to be mefarish Masechtes Tainus. Masechtes Tainus is Divrei Agada. And Divrei Agada, Rabbi Yeshua said, Ki lo yovinu el pu'ulois Hashem. And I want to have the schus to be able to write a pirish that people will learn forever. On Masechtes Tainus. And for that, you need Siyata Deshmaya to be able to tap into the Gedula, to the Yiskado V'Yiskadash, to the Yehei Shmei Rabbe Mevarach, the Soides Apnimim, V'Slikten Dvar Agado. So he started off with a tefillah. He started off with a tefillah Kitzara. The whole tefillah was one pasuk. It was Oise Gedoylois V'Goymer. And he says the truth is there's a makar to a tefillah in one pasuk. The Gemara says in Brachas Tafei, Amar Abaya. The Gemara says that you're supposed to say Kriyash Mashal Amita, but a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to. Amar Abaya, Af Talmud Chacham, Mi even a Talmud Chacham, you should say one pasuk. Kigain, biyad cha'af kidruchi, padisa oisei Hashem keel emes. This v'chein kosev Rashi kan. Oisei gedoyles adein cheker, v'neflois adein mispar. V'akavona b'zeh, what did he want? She'igala Hashem baruch hu loy, gamken gedulois v'neflois, be'atoyra akdoisha. V'lulei de mistafina, he says. V'lulei de mistafina mi maligin. If I weren't afraid of the maligin, asha ein lam hergum midarkei atmim mevat tzadikim, who don't understand what it means a tzadik, and have no asogin who Rashi was. They're maligin. They're people that they make litzonis. And it comes, said Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, because they pashut don't know who Rashi was. Asher kol dibur shokol etzlam. Rashi, every word was with a cheshmen. Hayisi oimer, I would have said, she ikat tefilas Rashi ha. You know what the ikat tefil of Rashi was in this pasuk? Oise gedoylois hayabetevas v'goymer. It was the word v'goymer. And you know what he was referring to? He was referring to a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says that David HaMelech was mespalel. He davened to Hashem, ekro leloikim elyoin. Lokel goymer alai. And goymer means miloshen gmar, miloshen hashlama. And Rashi is davening to HaKadosh Baruch in the beginning of the Masechta. He says, oise gedoylois. HaKadosh Baruch, you're oise gedoylois. And all that gedula is tapped and it's tucked away here in Masechta Steinus. And I want the schus, the siyata deshmaya, to be goymer. And I should be zoicha to ekro leloikim elyoin. This was a tefillah that he should be zoicha to goymer. He says, v'yesh lanu mizeh oid limud. He says, if this is pshat in Rashi, and he says, poshut, this is pshat in Rashi. He says, there's a limud you can take from this. Asher borer etzli, af b'li shum raya rak mitzad asvar. Omnam yesh gam mikan raya lazeh. Sheyesh l'schakim, shetiskabul atfilo. He says, there's a special inyan for a person to have in zin a tefillah while he's learning. And he says, when a person's learning, that's what he says. You're learning and you come across a pasuk. And this pasuk that you come across has meaning. And maybe it has meaning to you because of something that you're going through in life. So he says, while you're learning, you should read the pasuk and you should be mechaven, the tefillah of the pasuk. He says, that's the most powerful tefillah that a person could say. And that's what Rashi's doing. Rashi was being mefarish the beginning of Masechtas Tainis. And really what Rashi could have said was, kid mefarish time of the Gemara. And he didn't have to mention the Pasuk, because based on Darkei Rashi, Rashi would have just said that. Because Rashi doesn't usually bring the beginning of a first of four psukim. It's not the way Rashi does it. So Rashi would have said that, but he wanted to say a tefillah, because he knew he was being starting something. And he was starting to be mefarish Masechtas Tainis. Masechtas Tainis, which is Divrei Agada. But Divrei Agada is Chamukei Yirei Chayich. It's something that's, it's tucked, this tifa layers of soydis, where Rabbi Yeshua said, Kilo Yovinu Apulois Hashem. And Rashi's going to be mefarish. This is a major undertaking. So Rashi started with a tefillah. His tefillah was, Oise Gedoilois V'goymer. Oise Gedoilois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oise Gedoilois. You should allow me to see all the gedula that's here in Masechtas Tainis. And I should be zoicha to V'goymer. I should be zoicha to Ekra Leilokim Elyoin. Lokel Goimer Allah. No, so we're starting Masechtas Tainis. We should talk about Zoicha to Ekra Leilokim Elyoin. Lokel Goimer Allah.